This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced on Monday Israel supports a proposal to achieve a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war, and the top U.S. diplomat urged Hamas to back the proposal, saying it would help alleviate the dire humanitarian situation in Gaza. VOA's Veronica Balderas-Inglesias reports.
Hurricane Ernesto.
Israel is on board with a proposal presented last week that bridges the remaining differences to reach a ceasefire in its war with Hamas. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken made the announcement Monday after holding several meetings with top Israeli officials.
The next important step is for Hamas to say yes, and then in the coming days for all of the expert negotiators to get together to work on clear understandings on implementing the agreement.
Pressure is building on the government of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to secure the release of Israeli hostages taken by Hamas on October 7th. Veronica Valderas-Iglesias, VOA News.
Ukrainian local authorities on Monday ordered families with children to urgently evacuate Pokrovsk, an eastern city Russian troops have been pushing toward for months. Reporter Anna Chernikova joined VOA's Flashpoint on Monday.
Pokrov's direction in the Donetsk region is currently the toughest point at the Ukrainian front line on the territory of Ukraine. And General Sirsky, who is reporting every day to President Zelensky and to the public about this, he's saying that situation is getting worse and situation is getting tougher for Ukrainian forces to keep the defense line. So Russian forces have advanced there.
You can hear more on VOA's Flashpoint at voanews.com. This